Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
So with Lloyd Bonafide, is that your name, sir?
Yes, sir.
And Lloyd, you were talking to your grandson about your service.
Well, I was talking to my grandson about my service in the Korean War because he'd been talking to me about, and my grandson's 5 years old.
I understand.
And he said, I want Poppy to take me to see the Spider-Man movie. And I said, well, who is Spider-Man? And he told me, Spider-Man is a man who shoots the web out of his hand and this kind of thing.
All right, so this is your grandson.
Yes. And so I came out wearing my 1950-1952 Korean War Navy uniform, which I'm very proud of. It's a uniform that I wore, Mr. Hendry, in a conflict that took the lives of tens of thousands of Americans.
Yes, sir.
It's a war that has been forgotten by a great many people. And I was wearing my Navy uniform, and I walked out to show my grandson, this is the uniform of a real hero. I have a Navy Cross, I've got a Purple Heart.
All right.
And he said that I looked like Donald Duck because we had the hat. And that made me very angry, and I'll tell you why.
But keep in mind he's a five-year-old boy, okay?
No, but listen to me. We've been talking about the Spider-Man movie, and I come out in a uniform worn by millions of American men who gave their life for this country. And that boy said I looked like Donald Duck. I said to his mother, who is my daughter, that is an absolute outrage to the memory of millions of American men. And my own daughter says to me, why don't you lighten up, Dad? He's five. Just what you said to me right there. Now, you and I are not in the same room, but those are the kinds of words that would anger a veteran to the point where you would... I would want to put my hands on you.
I didn't mean to insult you, but he's 5 years old and he wants to see the Spider-Man movie. You know?
He could want to see it, and he wants me to take him to see the Spider-Man movie. He wants, do you understand that?
All right, so what are you going to do? You're going to not take him to the Spider-Man movie because he made fun of your uniform?
You apparently didn't hear what I said. He made fun of a uniform worn by millions of American men in Korea who lost their lives. And I'm going to take him to see a film that is absolute nonsense. Now, I don't know if you have children. I have a five-year-old grandson.
I've got four kids. They're well aware of the Spider-Man movie. They're very excited about it.
Well, I will tell you this, sir, that movie is absolute crap. And I sat down and wrote a letter to the... Joanne, where's the letter? I sat down and wrote a letter to Avi Arad, the executive producer, and I told him... You must think you're fooling some people, but I'll tell you are full of beans. You are a liar.
Because he's a liar about what?
There is no such thing as a Spider-Man, and I'll tell you something else. First of all, Mr. Hendry, that
there's no such thing as a Spider-Man. Do you think the kids may know this?
No, I do not think the kids know this. First of all, my grandson showed me Spider-Man shoots the web out of his wrist.
In the comic book, he does.
In the comic book, in the cartoons. And now in this movie, Spider-Man shoots a web from his wrist. That is a filthy lie. The producers of the film are lying on purpose. A spider, if you know anything about arachnophobe, they're called arachs, and I don't know the term. They shoot the web from the rear area of their abdomen, from the rear end.
Well, sir, you've got a movie that a lot of kids are going to go to. Can you honestly believe that they're going to have Spider-Man shooting a web out of his rear end?
I'll tell you this much. If my grandson can sit there and laugh and call me Donald Duck in my Navy uniform, then he goes to see Spider-Man, which is a filthy lie, they can make it anatomically correct. The other people...
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686.
The other people...
Hold on for a minute, all right? 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Hendry Show. I don't know if we have other grandparents listening.
Well, grandparents would understand what I'm saying if they're Korean War or WW2 veterans.
But you're put out because you wanted to show your grandson your Navy uniform from your Korean War days, which I think is a wonderful thing. You say that you have the Navy Cross?
Yes, I do.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
And you also have a Purple Heart.
I received the Purple Heart at the Chosin Reservoir. Yes, sir.
All right. God bless you for your service to our country.
Thank you.
But, sir, little five-year-old boy is going to say that you look like Donald Duck in your... Is it one of those Donald Duck-style hats?
It was our winter uniform, yes. And he says I look like Donald Duck, and he wants me to take him to some idiotic Spider-Man movie where they shoot the web out of the wrong part of the butt, or the area it should be shot out of the butt. And the fact is that the people that make that movie know they're lying. They know they're lying to children. And I was absolutely put out by, I'll watch my language, but I'll be GD'd if some man in a ballet tight outfit is more of a hero to my grandson than I am.
And well, you could be a big hero to your grandson by simply taking him to the movie and saying, isn't this a silly movie? I mean, I don't know how far you want to take this kind of thing.
Well, the producers of the movie are lying. Now, I'll tell you what I did. My son, grandson, I should say, keeps a plastic Spider-Man model in his bedroom. And I was so angry that I grabbed that model, and I remember staring at it all night. I was just laying in bed, holding it out in front of me, looking at it.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I took it out to our barbecue. I poured lighter fluid all over it.
And you set fire to it.
You're damn right I did. I set fire to it. Because if that's the respect that there are 10,000 Korean War veterans in a VA hospital right now that would tell you, Mr. Hendry, and anybody that would think Spider-Man's a bigger hero than a Korean War vet, you can go suck an egg. And that's how I feel about that.
So you take a five-year-old boy's plastic toy and you...
Oh, don't give me the five-year-old boy. He knew full well what he was doing because he giggled and he looked at me and he snickered and he looked over at his mother as if to say, I know I'm pissing him off.
Your five-year-old grandson...
Don't, Mr. Hendry, these kids are way smarter than you or I were when we were kids. He looked at my uniform, he giggled, he said I looked like Donald Duck, and then he gave a glance to his mother like, I'm pissing the old bastard off now, aren't I?
Well, you set fire to his Spider-Man toy. You've written a letter to the people who produce the Spider-Man movie.
And we want that film pulled, Mr. Hendry.
It's not going to happen.
No, we want that film pulled from every theater it's going to premiere in, because it's a filthy lie.
Well, when you say that it's a filthy lie, you are speaking specifically...
I'm saying that no man can crawl up the side of a building, and even if he could, the web is shot from the butt. It is not shot from the wrists.
By a spider?
Yes.
1-800-449-8686. This guy thinks his grandson was specifically screwing... Look, he's a Korean War veteran. I understand that. He came out to show his grandson his Navy uniform. I understand that. The kid laughed and said he looked like Donald Duck. And then he says his grandson shot a glance to his mother as if to say, I'm really pissing the old man off now. So this old guy won't take his grandson to see Spider-Man. And as far as I know, and I wanted to ask you a question too, Lloyd, if I could.
And let me make a point. All veterans want this Spider-Man movie pulled from the theaters.
Well, you don't speak for all...
No, all veterans want this Spider-Man movie pulled from the theater because it mocks the veterans who fought over there, and he's shooting a web out of his ass or whatever he does over here. To me, it's wrong. And when your grandchildren try to piss you off by giggling and saying you look like Donald Duck... All veterans want Spider-Man pulled from the theaters now!
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Have you been to a VA hospital?
Sir, I was... Don't go down that road.
No, I'm just asking.
I was injured. I was wounded in action in Korea. That's when I went to the VA when I got back.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Lloyd Bonafide, he's a grandfather. He's a Korean War veteran. His grandson laughed at his Navy uniform. He says that the vets now want Spider-Man pulled from the movie theaters because their grandkids are laughing at them. And your organization is
Veterans Against Spider-Man, VASM, Because it rhymes with orgasm, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, that's great. So we're trying to talk to our grandkids.
Now, hold on, Mr. Henry. This has got nothing to do with our grandkids. It rhymes with orgasm because vets are pretty salty guys, and they get behind any program that has got a little bit of macho going for it. That's why we call it VASM, Veterans Against Spider-Man, and associated organizations that believe our young people are being made to disrespect the veteran and the war. And I think it's disgusting.
I think it would be more disgusting to take a kid to see Spider-Man where he's shooting a web out of his butt.
It would be anatomically correct, and it would be the truth instead of the filthy lies that we tell the kids.
1-800, I got to take a break here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. So now we find out that veterans have united against the Spider-Man movie because it mocks veterans. How? How does it mock veterans? It's a guy, unless I don't know anything about the Spider-Man comic. And he says it's also a lie because it's anatomically not correct. The spider web doesn't come out of the wrist. It comes out of the butt. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
10,000 veterans in the VA hospital will tell you that Spider-Man can go suck an egg because of all that he hasn't done for this country.
Spider-Man is a comic book, a cartoon character. A lot of kids want to go see this movie, and he's been very big since, I don't know when, since the 50s or whenever they invented him.
Yeah, they invented, I believe, then you're right, they invented him in the 50s. And kids don't know this and think that this guy is blowing spider webs out of his wrist when anatomically spiders blow the web out of their butt or the
rear of the abdomen.
The rear of the abdomen. The abdomen, yes, sir.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Andrea, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I am absolutely appalled that this grandfather is holding a 5-year-old child accountable for laughing at him in a Marine Corps.
But do you know the sacrifice we made in Korea? And
sir,
then some
I'm educated. I'm well aware of the sacrifice you made. What I'm saying is that it's absolutely ridiculous to think that a 5-year-old child is not going to want to go see an action movie with Spider-Man, Batman, or anything else.
But it's not
fantasy.
Real.
It's an animated character made for a child's imagination and enjoyment.
Well, that's where they got it wrong, because when a kid looks at Spider-Man, they're looking at something that spits all over the Korean War veteran. I brought my grandson out the next morning, and I showed him that I had burned up the Spider-Man plastic thing.
And exactly what were you showing
what
him? That a grown man is stupid enough to take a 5-year-old child toy and burn it for no good reason?
I know. I wanted to show him how traumatized I still am over the lies that they told. Spider-Man, are you familiar with Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, and I have a 5-year-old child, and you probably traumatized that child burning his toy.
Please don't, ma'am. Don't, when it comes to me and my grandson, mind your own business. All right, I'll deal with my grandson. Thank you.
Well, wait a minute. You're on here saying you burned the kids.
That's fine. Deal with your grandson all you want to. However, don't put your opinions on someone else.
I want an apology from that boy, or he's going to eat that thing.
No, he's not.
And you
yes, he
are
is.
Being ridiculous.
Excuse me. Both of you, butt out. That's my grandson. Mind your own GD business.
Wait. It's my business when you force feed a plastic thing to a kid, okay?
Oh, it's your business, huh?
Yeah, it's my business.
You going to come over here and make it your business?
No, I'll send the police.
Police could never scared me. I'll take on the whole...
You make a kid eat a plastic toy because he laughed at you? He's five. Five, okay?
Why did they tell the kid that... First of all, who am I speaking with? Andrea, is that your name?
Yes, it is.
Okay, a spider has 8 legs.
And?
And? the Spider-Man, their filthy lie they're putting on the screen, walking around with two legs.
That is totally beside the point.
Got it.
It is a fictional character.
Fictional character.
Just like Batman, just like Robin Hood,
just like Cinderella, fine.
And Snow White.
All right, that's fine, but if Spider-Man's an animated character, then why does it have a penis? Now, you can see it in the tights. If you use a look, it's, if you, what do you call it, freeze frame the movie. He's got a penis?
You go to the ballet, the men that are dancing in the ballet
Those are men. They're
what
not spiders. They're not spiders, are they?
He's Spider-Man.
No,
he's not
man.
A... He's Spider-Man.
And Spider-Man is a man.
Oh, so he has a penis?
I'm quite sure he does. Cinderella had a vagina.
Hey, you know, so, well, how do you know that? How do you know that?
She's a woman and she got married.
She's a woman and she got married.
Stand to reason.
You know, the two of you, for the things you're thinking, you ought to be locked up and you ought to have your license revoked, Mr. Henry.
You came on my program and brought up webs being shot out of butts, Spider-Man's got a penis, and it's a filthy lie because they got eight legs and he's only got two. Then you try to tie it to the Korean War conflict by saying that all vets are against Spider-Man. I haven't had one veteran...
I don't know if you're hanging up on the veterans.
I haven't had one veteran call here and say that he agrees with you.
Mr. Henry, I don't know how you screened your call, but you could be screening those calls out.
All right. Chris, if we get any veterans, I want them on the air, okay? And I want to hear what they got to say about Spider-Man.
You're going to, you know, Mr. Henry, you're just killing a country slowly tonight on your program. You're weakening a country. You too, Andrea.
How? No,
you've
no.
You've weakened
a nation. You... a nurse, and I am a professional, and I am a college-educated person, and I do not buy into the fact that Spider-Man in any way demeans veterans. There's lots of things
Excuse
that
me,
are
but
done
I'm a veteran.
In the United States that demeans veterans.
I'm a veteran.
But a Spider-Man movie is not one of them.
Well, you're the one that said Snow White had a vagina, so...
All right, can we get off of that, please?
I didn't bring it up.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrea, for your call.
Hello.
I'm here. I'm just thinking. 1-800-449-8686. Francis, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Colonel... Francis, I won't give my last name. I was in the Korean War. I was not in Korea. I took care of the wounded within 24 hours.
Well, may God bless you and your great service to our country, dear.
Well, I think this gentleman is something else again. I just can't understand him. He's
I'm a Korean War. What are you laughing? I was in the United States Navy. I was at Chosin Reservoir when the Navy, we got the Marines out of there.
Well, I took
And now Spider-Man demeans
Spider-Man
everything
is,
you did.
Spider-Man is just a cartoon character.
Everything you did as an Army nurse and everything I fought for in the United States Navy has been peed upon by Spider-Man.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you.
Can I ask you a question? Have you seen the Spider-Man character, ma'am?
I've seen pictures
right.
of him, and
the
I have
The character is very familiar. He has the slanted eyes of the Korean.
I realize this.
Okay.
But,
wait.
Are you saying that there's some poor guy? There's some poor guy in a VA hospital who sees Spider-Man, and it reminds him of a Korean?
Yes, sir. Finally, we get to it.
Well, I just...
And as a nurse, I would think you'd have some sensitivity to the terrible battle fatigue that these guys... And then you throw Spider-Man into the mix? Sweet Jesus.
I didn't... You're the one that brought up Spider-Man.
Well,
I didn't.
No, you brought up the fact that Cinderella had a vagina.
No, I didn't.
No, she did not.
That was another lady.
That was the other lady.
That was another lady.
You see how you twist things, Mr. Henry?
No, I'm not twisting anything, sir. Thank you, Francis, for your call. We can get off that whole Cinderella kick now, please. 1-800-449-8686. This man put on his Korean War uniform for his grandson. His grandson laughed and said he looked like Donald Duck. Asked him when he's going to take him to Spider-Man. He doesn't want his kid to go to Spider-Man because Spider-Man is a dirty lie of a movie and demeans veterans. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You see, you don't understand, Mr. Hendry.
Wait a minute. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Lloyd, I do understand. Lloyd, you're a Korean War veteran.
Yes, and
well, let me tell the audience. Lloyd's a Korean War veteran. He wore his Korean War Navy uniform for his grandson. His grandson laughed and said he looked like Donald Duck and then asked him to take him to Spider-Man. So you're angry at Spider-Man. You say Spider-Man insults veterans. I think what's going on is your grandson insulted your uniform and then asked you to go to Spider-Man, so you don't want to get mad at your grandson. You're getting mad at Spider-Man.
Oh, I told you I was mad at my grandson because I saw him look at his mother and say, look at how I'm getting this old creep angry.
And you really think your grandson thinks that way of you?
There are times, I love my grandson, but there are times when I know he loves driving me nuts. And it's just one of, Mr. Henry, you have to understand, Spider-Man is part of a larger problem. He's a fictitious character that was created by a cadre of comic book artists in the 1950s. Up until about 20 years ago, there was another cartoon called Nancy. I don't know if you're familiar with Nancy.
Nancy, yeah. Nancy was in the L.A. Times.
All right. This was a cartoon that was probably responsible for a good 60,000 cases of battle fatigue flashback.
Why?
Because she had spiked Afro-style hair that was similar to the Koreans. Nancy, I could personally attest to the fact that when I saw the Nancy comic strip, I would go into a malaria-style sweat. Little Lulu, Sluggo, all of them. Dennis the Menace, you're familiar?
Don't tell me that.
Yes. The Dennis the Menace cartoon reduced me to a heap of quivering, sweating flesh.
Don't read the Sunday papers.
Oh, so now you're being cute, huh?
No, I'm trying to avoid a problem here. Hannah, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes,
I have
Hannah.
An opinion for the grandfather.
Yes, dear. This is Lloyd Bonafide.
Okay. Why would you be so mean to your five-year-old? He doesn't know any better.
He's trying to drive me nuts. He knows that I had a case of battle fatigue.
He's only 5 years old.
Well, but you know, five-year-olds, Hannah, are a lot smarter today than they were. A five-year-old took me, and you're not going to believe this, Hannah, I played poker with a five-year-old in Pyeongchang, Korea in 1953. I lost $173 in poker to a five-year-old.
Well, this is your grandson. How could you? Spider-Man.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
All right, see, you sound very intelligent. So I imagine at five, you were driving people out of their minds with your baloney.
My baloney?
Well, you sound like you're full of baloney. You don't know what you're... I'm talking about the Korean War. I bet you don't
I'm
even
very
know...
intelligent, thank you.
What year was the Korean War fought, you and your baloney? Go ahead.
What do you mean, her baloney?
She's full of it. When was the Korean War fought? What year?
Why do I have to prove my intelligence to you? I came here to get my opinion.
What country are you from?
I'm English.
You're English?
Yes.
That's the country you're from?
Yes, I moved to America a few years ago.
Oh, you're full of baloney.
Go ahead, baloney girl.
Go ahead, Hannah. So you think that he's treating his grandson badly, huh?
Yes. And I think that Spider-Man is like it's a fictional character, just as Harry Potter. And
does your grandfather tell you about how the Yanks bailed the English out in WW2?
Yeah. Yes, actually, my grandfather was in my.
What about all that baloney?
What is it with you and the baloney?
The baloney that you're not telling your grandfather what happened in World War II.
My grandfather fought in World War II.
No, but did you tell him what happened?
Why should she have to tell him when he was there?
Oh, all right. Don't you think Spider-Man should shoot webs correctly out of his rear end?
Oh, do you think that would be very photogenic? Do you think that the children will want to see that?
Is this Ozzy Osbourne's daughter? I got to tell you, I love that program.
Okay, thank you very much. Nutty old man. What?
Yes, I'm sorry. He got to the
phone again, didn't he?
That's right. We try to keep him in the TV room, but he come to the phone, call up all the radio stations.
Well, he did it again. Baloney girl. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Phil Henry Show, and I do the voice of the different characters. In fact, I just did the voice there of Lloyd Bonafide. That was me doing that voice and playing the part of myself. And in the preceding hour, I played the part there of Dean Wheeler, the attorney. And then I played myself. And all the people that called in, well, they thought those were real guys. See? And that's what makes our show different from, say, the Jerky Boys. That's what makes our show different from, Jamie Kennedy. See, people call us. And nobody's ever done that before in the history of radio or TV, we say with great humility. And I was talking to a guy in the radio business yesterday on the phone who was getting me increasingly upset, and he made this comment. So you do fake phone calls, so what? I said, dude, you know, that's so typical of most of the old school, old dried up programmers in this country. No, man, I ain't doing fake phone calls like, with all due respect, Rick Dees, okay? It's a whole different generation from that. So I get it. He does fake phone calls. Okay. Well, if you don't get it and you don't dig it, that's fine. But don't try to present it to me like you get it, like you understand it. Listen to me sounding all bitter. All right, anyway, so we were sitting here talking, and, the first Superman movie was Gene Hackman as Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
And he was also in the second Superman movie when he met up with Terrence, all those three guys from the planet. Because Craig and I were trying to remember who the villain was from Superman 1. And it was Lex Luthor, as played by Gene Hackman. And wasn't that where Superman has to fly down to the bottom of the Earth and stop it and spin it back on its axis or something, some really wild thing like that. He had to turn back time, so he turned the Earth back, yeah. Because now with Spider-Man coming out, there's all these your memories of these movies like Batman. And of course, if you sit around talking about Batman, you invariably get back to the realization. And I don't think I've ever talked to anybody who ever liked Batman 2, the one with the Batman Returns with Danny DeVito as the Penguin. Nobody. Did you like that movie, Chris? You did? Nobody I talked to other than Chris, who has tattoos everywhere and looks like Rasputin, only he liked Batman Returns. Because Chris is a freak. No. General Zod, Ursa, and Non were the bad guys from Superman 2. They flew down from Krypton after Krypton blew up. And they were in the Phantom Zone. And then the Phantom Zone got busted apart by a meteorite of some kind, or a nuclear explosion that had been sent out into space by, of all people, Batman. Well, there you go. But Batman Returns, you know, you want to know something? You want to know the honest truth, Chris? I didn't even see the movie. Why am I putting it down when I didn't see it? I saw, I couldn't stay with it. I couldn't hang with it. I just couldn't hang with it. But one great movie with Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson as the Joker, Jack Palance is in that movie, really solid flick. And then three with Val Kilmer and Jim Carrey as the Riddler was good. And Michael Keaton, and I don't know why, but he left that series. I guess it was not challenging or he didn't dig it or whatever it is that actors say when they get tired with something. But I bet you if he was still doing those movies, they'd still be doing those movies. That's how good he was as Batman. Don't you think? They'd still be making those movies if Michael Keaton stayed with that part, and they'd be fantastic movies. But he, you know, Michael Keaton is a really, really good actor who does some goofy, some movies I don't get. But then again, I'm a really, really talented radio host who does some really bad shows every now and again. But not too often. So I guess everybody's entitled. So how about, what are they going to make one out of? What's his ass? How about the Green Hornet? No, forget it. All right, 1-800-449-8686. That was a TV show that was out also when I was a kid, the Green Hornet. And I never watched that because I didn't watch the Green Hornet cartoons. I did watch The Incredible Hulk. But that Green Hornet with the... that whole horn thing, I just wanted to... I wanted to run and hide. I didn't go for that. Then Sylvester Stallone tried to do one that it was very popular in Great Britain, and we didn't have it over here. And it was one called Judge Dredd. This was a British comic book. It's stiffed. Why do you suppose it's stiffed? Because ain't nobody over here ever saw this comic book, okay? You got like, you got 15 million popcorn eaters over in Britain thought it was fantastic, and that's it. And, you know, every now and again one comes along. What's Daredevil? Is that another one that's solid? Daredevil with Ben Affleck? Is that a cartoon? Who's going to do the Little Lulu, sir? I think that's going to be great when they finally bring Sluggo and Nancy. And I see George Clooney and Chris O'Donnell as Sluggo and Nancy. I don't know why. Kathy, I think, will be fantastic. Just a big screen, blockbuster, violent Kathy. Huge, violent, explosions, futuristic, the very dark. How about a dark, brooding, frighteningly depressing Kathy? Just a horrific cityscape of night and Kathy trudging down the street. Or a really, you know, kind of a twisted other half. You know, Kathy's suicidal. I think that'll bring back a very dark and brooding Grin and Barrett. Okay, so what? How about Scooby-Doo? Yeah, he's in the pound. I don't know. All these cartoons, though, have to be, you know, they're adult. These are adult films. They take the cartoon and they turn it into an adult thing. Which doesn't make much sense, because I read every Batman comic when I was a kid, and every one of them appealed to me, and they were all perfectly appropriate for a child. So how did we get from Batman as an appropriate and appealing thing for children to an R-rated, what is that? Is it, okay, the adults get, it's their turn now? They get to see Batman do twisted stuff? Best scene in Batman was at the beginning when he grabs those winos or those punks that are on the rooftop, and the guy goes, "Who are you, man?" He goes, "I'm Batman." And, of course, they've riffed on that ever since with the cartoon, you know, with that Gatorade commercial where the guy gets knocked out. "I'm Batman." All right, 1-800-449. See, if you don't know, I wish I was a superhero, and I'm getting to that. 1-800-449-8686. Jamie, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
How are you doing, Phil?
Fine, thanks.
What gave you the inspiration to create some of the characters that you have on your show?
When I saw Batman. What gave me the inspiration?
Yeah,
seeing people. I think it's just mimicking things you see around you.
Like the Bobby Dooley character?
Yeah, you see things around you and you mimic them. And then after you mimic them, you begin to create, they become a character. And you begin to enact or act them out. And as you act them out, you fill in more and more details about them. It's an instinct you have. When I see somebody, I want to mimic them, and then I want to recreate them, and then I want to kind of make fun of them, I guess.
I see.
Or satirize them.
Because, I mean, it just interests me that, I mean, you can do so much with your voice.
I don't really have that much range on my voice, but I think I'm a good actor. What I mean by that is, I can't do a lot of gymnastics with my voice, but I can create characters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that's at.
And then the Ted Bell.
You sound like Bobby going, mm-hmm.
And then Ted Bell, I mean, he's, some of the stuff he says is kind of, that you create for him to do is kind of outrageous.
Really? I hadn't noticed.
I mean, like, kind of stuff that I couldn't imagine. I mean, your show has stuff that nobody else does.
Thank you. All right, 1-800. Thank you very much, pal. I understand. You're right. That was Mongo calling from the Blazing Shadows film. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Joel, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine.
Hey, man. I really, you know, want to say about that Michael Keaton guy, man. Hello.
I'm waiting, man. I got 5 more seconds. Spit it out.
Man, I.
Here is Tom on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hey, Phil, hey,
You know that a guy's warming up to be too cool for you? That was that last call.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was wondering, I wanted to get on a more serious subject. I've listened to you for a couple years and respect most of your opinions, so I wanted to lay something across the table that me and my father have been talking about lately about the immigrants coming in, being allowed into California. And I think we were talking about another thing. They're saying that if there was no immigrants to California, there would be no, you know, no dishwashers, no people picking the strawberries or whatnot. But we were thinking, why don't any able-bodied worker that go on welfare, why don't they have these jobs that we, you know, let people into our country to do because we're too lazy to do it? Why don't we let the lazy people do that?
You're right. They should. They should say to a guy who's on welfare, we got a great job washing dishes. And if he says that I'm too proud to do that, we say we're cutting your money off. I don't think that's racist. I don't think that's disrespectful. I think it's simply saying, pal, wait a second. We can't keep giving you free money. Now, well, I've got kids. Now, I understand that some people have kids. Right. And that's a consideration. You can't leave your children.
Right.
There are, and those are mothers primarily who are shepherding their children through the day. But if you've got men, able-bodied men, who are pulling down a check from the government and are not doing anything, yeah, here's a dishwashing job. Take that.
Well,
and if it's demeaning to you,
from the way I see it, we're paying out twice. We're paying out for immigrants to come into our country that have no business being here because they don't want to be in our country.
The only problem I got with this rhetoric about immigrants is it gets very hateful and spiteful and ugly. And, you know, the Mexican people or the people that are here, these are not bad people. They're hardworking people.
Right.
They're sending their money home. And frankly, you just said it, Tom. They're not taking jobs from anybody because all the native-born Americans who could take those jobs are too freaking lazy to take them.
That's right.
You know, you can't. The problem I got with all these people who get on this immigration kick is they get nasty, they get mean, they talk about the lazy Mexicans or the drug. These people, if you know Mexican people, which I suspect most people who talk about them don't. If you've been to that country, which I suspect most people who talk about them haven't been, they're hardworking people, decent people as hell, family people. They're sending their money home, and frankly, most of them don't want to be here any more than you want them to be here. But you know what? They need to live. And I don't think there's anybody out there who wouldn't do everything that they could for their family to eat. I mean, I'm sure most of us would steal if it meant feeding our children. These people aren't stealing, but there are no jobs in their country. Now, they seem to have, and I say seem to have, a pretty decent guy right now who's running things. By the way, our Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt is made by illegal immigrants. Now, I want to say, no, they seem to have a pretty good president down there, this Vicente Fox, who seems to be on the right page. He was very popular. He was against that ruling party, that PRI. He's a new breed. He's a new kind of a cat. We'll see what goes down. He's definitely got to get things kicked into shape down there so the people have jobs to go to in Mexico and not come cranking up here. But these people are just trying to survive. There's no point in hating them. There's no point in hating them. You want to hate somebody, hate the guy that won't take the job that they're taking. Or the system in Mexico that forces them to come across the border rather than employs them in their own country. Remember those Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirts made with 100% sweat labor? Available now on our website, philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. There's even some pit stain to prove it. It's the Phil Henry Show.